I have the Wizard of Oz song stuck in my head. By that, I mean the one where they're off to see the wizard, and I'm realizing I don't know the lyrics, that's fine. Anyway, hello, it's ramble time. Sorry. I have a headache because I have overdone it with the caffeine, which is not hard for me. It really doesn't take that much, but I feel like with age, it's only closing in further, and I'm freaking out a little bit because it seems like these days I can't have a cup of tea without it fucking me up 6 to 8 hours later, and then I feel like I'm having, not an anxiety attack, but you know, some manner of, uh-oh, I don't feel very good. Anyway, there's been a lot of setback this month, as I'm sure becomes increasingly obvious. And some of it isn't my fault, but a lot of it is. And you know what? We're just gonna talk about the positives. One of which being is I actually got a lot of work done this month. You haven't seen it yet, but it has happened. I just hurt myself. I'm fine. But I did get a lot done. It will hopefully be coming to fruition within the next month or two. But I know that I said, maybe it was in an AMA, maybe it was a ramble, I don't know. But I said one time, someone asked me, so I assume it was the AMA, but what part of the like creative process is my favorite? And I, with my full, what is this? That's your chest. With my chest, with my ever impressive pectorals, just bursting through my muscle tees, I said, oh, it's editing. I love editing. It's the easiest part. It's what I look forward to the most. It's great because everything's done and all I have to do is, you know, do a whole bunch of clicking and I'm good. And man, that bit me on my ass this month. I could not, for the fucking life of me, could not get myself to edit for more than like 5 minutes at a time, and then my brain would just combust. I would have to step away. I would not be able to keep my focus. I would get super like jittery almost and be like, ah, I can't. I just cannot keep my head in it. It just will not. It just won't work. So that's been a big setback. I mean, I've sat at the computer. I would sit there for like 10 hours and manage to edit like a third, even a quarter of what I would normally get done in like, you know, I usually will finish an audio if I'm just going at it in like 6 to 8 hours, depending on the length and all the amount of shit that I have to do to it. I would just sit there for like the whole day and nothing would happen. It was like writer's block, which I was dealing with before that, where I was just like, I know, it's just not getting anything. So anyway, that is actually, that was like the beginning half of the month. I set that up, but it's actually better now. Editing is more or less back on track. Could be better, but when couldn't I say that? So, and I don't know how much of this is interesting and how much of it is, very unnecessary. It's all you know, but have I been shouting? Yes, I have. Why? I don't know. It's just my natural state of speech is it's just always at a shout. I hate that about myself, and I don't realize that I do it until I hurt my own ears. And then I look around and everyone just has been cringing. Every time I go to a family event, I realize, oh, okay, so that's where I get it from. Well, speaking of unnecessary, anyway, I was able to get kind of back into editing. And then my fucking computer, I still am not sure why. I think I mentioned this on my last audio, that it was like, oh yeah, you don't have any more space. Wish you did, because I would love to work with you, but you just don't. And I did. And I, maybe not like as much as would be ideal, but I had space. I don't know what happened. Anyway, eventually I figured out kind of where to shift stuff, but now I'm a little uneasy with it, because it's the kind of thing where I'm like, yeah, I fixed the problem, but I created another one because I don't know what the fuck I did. So, anyway, that's back on track. But then I also dicked myself by, I mean, just not, like, so I had this one audio that I was going to make. I even got another voice actress that I'm friends with to help collab with me on it. It's a very minor collab, but it was very helpful, and you'll probably understand why when I do post it. But I was like, oh, can you please help me with this? That would be so great. I'm going to have it out by this date. And then I realized, I can't. That's so much work. The song fic one that I'm doing, which I'm excited about. I'm excited for you guys to hear that one. But that already took a lot of editing and re-recording. And that one was definitely a process. And that is, has been taking me a lot of extra kind of effort. I've had to rework the script. I've had to add in a bunch of shit. I had to take some stuff out. I ended up recording sound effects myself that just not helpful, but they were fun to acquire. So anyway, that makes it sound sexy. These in particular I wouldn't put them in that category. I mean, it depends, right? It depends on your fetish. Anyway, but I was like, oh, I'm going to do this other one and I'm going to collab on it and it's going to be great. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, because this is so much extra work for someone who's already like stumbling and has fallen sufficiently behind. I don't know why I thought that would be the good move. So anyway, I ditched that for the moment. It's coming back. It's probably going to be in next month, because why not? And the concept itself, like the outline, and actually like part of the script, but then I had to go back and change like a huge, anyway. But it's been, it's been kind of around kicking in utero since pretty much the beginning. I didn't even write it for myself. I'm giving a lot of explanation for something that I am not releasing right now, but whatever, I'll just reiterate. I love to do that. I just can't help but reiterate over and over, every single, it's fine. Do I sound manic? I'm not. I really promise that I'm not. I just don't know how to speak a single, solitary, concise, harmoniously worded sentence. It's just a big jumble of, it's just whatever energy is pushing out of my mouth at the moment. Sometimes it's a burp. But That's, I think, partly because I drink just so much seltzer. Anyway, I originally wrote that script to be back when I was not even, I wasn't performing. I was trying to, like, write scripts for other people. And I don't know if I've ever said this. I did write a script and I did publish it on Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. And it got, like, no takers. And I was like, oh, the world wasn't ready. And then I run it back over. It's really bad. I tried to perform it myself and I couldn't do it. So, can't. No one to blame but myself on that one. Anyway, I'll probably try and rework it in the future. Because I don't hate the idea. But I wouldn't be able to post that on Patreon though. Anyway, so I had this one originally written for a male performer, and then I was like, I can't afford to waste a script on somebody else. So I decided to perform it for myself, and I did actually try before. I tried a few months back to perform it, and I couldn't do it. I don't want to give anything away, but it was a struggle. I think I worked out some of the kinks, but but anyway, I had to rework it a lot because I realized the story just kind of blows. It's just not. It's too much. It's too convoluted. It's just and doing such a big workaround for something that really doesn't need it. I should just change. Anyway, like I said, I'm getting ahead of myself here. The scripts this month that you are being presented with momentarily are, they're not that. They're very different. And I think they're kind of fun. Hopefully you think so too. One of them is pretty, you know, whatever. The other one, the song fic one, I actually was really excited about. The way that it's chosen is I take all of the, recommended songs, and I only count it up to the first 7. I think I actually counted up to the first 8, because with one, I was like, that's so good, but I just can't. But it'll probably make an appearance in something in the future. But I put it in a generator and it decided for me. And I did listen to them all. But the one that got chosen was conveniently, I guess that's not true. It wasn't the easiest one to conceptualize as an audio, but it was very in my wheelhouse. So I was like, oh, sweet. And now, of course, it's given me a fucking headache. Not as a complaint. Just as a, I'm so tired. But again, not of the audios. I know you hear me struggle a lot when I speak in these things, and it's because I really try to keep a good balance between letting you guys kind of know what's going on in my headspace and what's going on within, like, the audio creation, and also the fact that I just, it's really hard for me to have, again, a very concise thought. And one that doesn't end with me blabbering on and on and on and on. I do go off on tangents. I know that you guys haven't heard any of those yet. And I know it might be hard to believe. But I am a tangenter. And it does happen from time to time. If I ever sound like I'm complaining, please don't take it to heart. I always feel like I want to tell people that. In my own life, too. I do kind of like to, I guess, mock complain And I always worry that people take it too seriously, because I've had plenty of people be like, oh no, or like, calm down. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I like a little bit of, you know, raunchy hyperbole. Raunchy is maybe not the right word to use, but I like a little bit of spice in there. And that spice tends to come in the form of fake upset in some regard. Anyway, I'm a little self-conscious about it, and that's okay. God, No, I'm thinking about something that I don't need to say. I feel like when I speak, God, this has nothing to do with my audio. It's just one of those rambles. This is what you want, right? I don't know. What else can I say? I don't have, if I just stick on topic, it's fine. But I don't, right? I never fucking do. So this is just kind of how it happens. I also want you to, this is really what I want to say. When I stop and I say, now I don't need to say that. I don't need to say that negative thing about myself or this other thing. I don't want you to think that it is because I'm trying to abide by like a motivational poster kumbaya kind of, I'll wear whatever I want no matter how unflattering it is because I just feel good in these checkerboard pants because I'm not that person and I don't want to be that person. But I also don't want to seem like a Debbie Downer because I'm not. And this is how I've chosen to articulate it. Sorry about that. Anyway, the audios this month were very fun to work on. Once I got into the swing of things, once I was able to kind of get over that hump, they were fun. They just have taken a lot more time than I'm used to them taking. I'm still kind of overcoming that, like, I keep bringing this up, but it just is the truth, and I want to be relatively upfront about it, is that I have said this before, but I'm still kind of trying to it's hard to get over burnout. And again, this isn't a complaint. This is just, it's just hard, and I'm not really sure how to deal with it. I'm working on it. So things tend to get backed up. I'm looking for like better coping mechanisms. And I think I'm getting more on track, so that's nice. And I have some projects coming up for this next month, depending on what I'm able to get done. It may get pushed back another one, but the plan is to get them out by next month. And I'm looking forward to those because they're a lot of fun. I don't know why I decided that it was the month for accents, but oh God, there's a lot of accents coming out next month and they're not good. But it's okay. It's fine. If you're lenient enough to just listen for the story and pretend like you've never heard a person with those actual accents speak in your life, you may enjoy them too. They're getting a lot more kind of, I'm delving more into like stories as opposed to just romance. I know I have a few that are like that. And by that, I don't necessarily mean like a series, like not fucking, what's it called? Oh no. Refined Defilement. But just kind of more, I have more pigtails that I want to put out. And I have, again, just kind of more, I do have romance stuff coming up, but it is, some of it is just kind of, you know, my normal feel good
drama
kind of bullshit. And then the other stuff is, it is more story driven kind of than it is character driven. I don't know. It's always kind of hard to define that line, but it's something. It's a more creative project or projects than what I've worked on in the past, kind of. So I'm excited for those, and I don't know what else to say, because I know that this is going to come out before the audios, or the second audio, which I'm actually putting them out in a fucked up order this month to try and honor the higher tiers, the $15 and $20 tiers. So they're actually getting their third audio before the rest of you. Oh, wait. I always forget who gets what benefit in which tier. I think I changed it around a couple times and then I just have never been able to keep track after that. It might just be you guys listening. Anyway, you guys are getting your, like, special audio before the big general songfic audio. Oh, and the songfics, I'm gonna put this out too, but just to let you know, the songfics are, I'm probably gonna up it to maybe like the first, I don't know, 10 recommendations. More people put in recommendations than I was kind of expecting last time, but I chose the first 7 because I was like, that'll give me like a good amount of time. I'll be like, okay, and that's the cutoff. The first 7 is the cutoff, and then that means that after that is when I have the time to work on it, and it's not just constantly building, you know, these different, like, all these layers of song recs, and I can just go, okay, 7 are in, here we go, let's start brainstorming. So I may boost it to 10, and that'll be good. But because it is picked by a generator, feel free to resend in the songs that didn't get picked last week if you still want them. I would say try to keep it to 1 song per person. I don't really think that was a problem last time, if at all, but just in advance, try to keep it to 1 song per person since there are like a limited number of slots. I had carrot cake today. I burned myself. This is just a fun little thing that means absolutely nothing, but I am looking at the empty plate. And I had carrot cake today that I got at this really cute little tea shop because I looked them up online because I like to write in cafes, and they were like, oh yeah, we're closed, but if you want to just walk up, we're open from this time to this time. We're closed for COVID, but like you can come like grab a scone, some clotted cream, some tea. You can just come up and get it. And I was like, that sounds really cute. It's kind of weird that you're still not letting people, like, in your stores. But I, whatever. That's fine. I'll just walk up in your very weird store hours and I'll get myself something kind of crumbly and tasty. And then I went and realized that, oh no, they just haven't updated their website, which sucked, by the way, anyway, but they haven't updated their website since like 2020. And I went inside, and I have been in there before. Like, I can count on maybe 2 hands the number of times I've been in there before, and it's really cute. It is absolutely adorable inside. It's the kind of tea shop you walk into and you go, oh, okay, so I'm in a movie. But every time I have gone in there, I don't know what it is. I feel so judged. I feel like I'm not the protagonist, so I'm not supposed to be there. And there's all just, you know, these little, like, various age ranges of people that I've seen working there. But there was this, you know, little girl there today, and she was just artsy and really did not seem to... She wasn't rude, And I'm very used to and understanding of people who work, you know, like little minimum wage jobs. And whenever you walk in, they're just kind of like, ugh, I get it. That's fine. As long as you, like, help me, as long as you're able to process whatever I'm trying to get you to do and do your job, then, like, it's fine. And she did, and she was, it was absolutely okay. But I don't know, there was something very, it just felt, I don't know how to describe it. It was such a strange atmosphere. And again, it's every time I've been in there, I just walk in and I feel like nobody wants me here. I think maybe it's just kind of strange for like an independent business, you know? Anyway, she took a really long time getting my food ready. And not in a way where, like, I'm gonna complain, but in a way where I was like, I think she thinks that she already gave me my stuff, and she's gonna come back out here and ask me why I haven't left. And anyway, and then they gave me my tea, and it burned my hand through the cup, which I don't think is supposed to happen. And it was fine. I brought that up because I got carrot cake, and it was good, but the icing was really fucking weird. Do you understand? Do you see? I'm just now realizing how absolutely, I mean, honest to God, this, I didn't need to say any of this. I didn't need to talk about it. I just looked at my empty carrot cake plate, and I went, oh yeah, that icing was a little bit funky. Like, good, but unusual for a carrot cake kind of frosting. It's fine. Again, what is this but a ramble? It's just a ramble. Occasionally you'll get things about my job, the thing that you pay me to do. You might hear about that. I may choose to bring it up. Otherwise, I'm talking about my carrot cake. Why does it have two forks on it? I brought two forks. Why didn't I bring two? It doesn't matter. What else? What else? I don't know. That's it. That's it for this month. I hope it's been enriching. I hope it's entertained. I hope that, unlike my mother, you don't leave and shut yourself in the bathroom to avoid hearing me continuously just kind of yak on and on and on, because I won't stop. I'll just stand outside the door and I'll keep talking, and I can hear her sigh really hard. Anyway, so I am going to leave you. I'm going to post the audio, and then fun fact, I didn't realize that this is one of those 30-day months. Not that I don't know the rhyme, just that I didn't do it. So I didn't remember this month. So we're doing the soundgasm thing again. I feel like such a fucking twat whenever I do that. But we're doing the soundgasm thing again. Anyway, back to you in the studio. I am gonna go wash my hair with my new, I got like a fancy new, what is it? It's like a hair mask. Do you know what it smells like? It smells like fucking bacon bits. I don't know why. I cannot not smell it. It sucks. It sucks a little bit. Like, does my hair feel silky? Yes. Does it still smell like bacon? It does. I asked my roommate to smell it. She goes, that just smells like perfume. Yeah, it does. It smells like perfume and bacon. It smells like bacon bits and Chanel No. 5. Anyway, I gotta go.